German culture at home in Indianapolis on this moment of Indiana history. Nearly a quarter of Indiana's population can claim German descent. Between 1820 and 1890, waves of German immigrants moved to Indianapolis and preserved their social culture, forming numerous athletic, musical, and political clubs. One prominent Indianapolis social gymnastic club, or Turnverein, was founded in 1851. By 1893, work had begun on a facility to house the club. In keeping with the German tradition, the club's amenities would include a gymnasium, theater, library, bowling alley, and dining hall. The German Renaissance Revival building that became Das Deutsche Haus was completed in 1898. Located at the center of the community once known as Germantown on Massachusetts Avenue adjacent to Lockerbie Square, the structure is distinguished by its banded stonework, turret, and leaded glass windows. Das Deutsche Haus was an early project of the German-American architectural firm of Arthur Bonn and Bernard Vonnegut, the grandfather of novelist Kurt Vonnegut. During the anti-German backlash that followed World War I, the landmark was rechristened the Athenaeum, the name it has retained. The Athenaeum continues to serve the German-American community of Indianapolis along with other civic and cultural groups. The Indiana German Heritage Society and the Indianapolis German Language Institute are based there, as are the Athenaeum Pops Orchestra and the Rathskeller, the city's oldest restaurant. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.